50 years ago, we were known as the City of Light. City of Lights, then everyone turned their lights on, and we did it for one reason, and that's because John Glenn, the astronaut, was the first American to orbit the Earth solo. And Scott Pook is a space historian, and we're going to cast our mind back to what it was like back 50 years ago. G'day, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
We were talking to a listener earlier this morning, and they said they were living in the UK at the time, and Perth actually made headlines over there as well. It was a big event.
It was a big event. Perth actually made headlines right around the world with this. I've spent quite some considerable time in the NASA history archives, and there are quite voluminous reports in there about Perth lighting up, and it's something I get asked about the United States all the time. They still remember it,
and they say it's a tiny little place in the middle of nowhere, they would probably be thinking.
Well, Perth and the Western Australian area were quite crucial to the success of the Friendship 7 flight. Just north of Perth, you had the Mache tracking station, and this was the only station outside of the United States that could actually send commands to the spacecraft. And we actually had an astronaut, Gordon Cooper, on site there at Mache. And when Glenn came over at 51 minutes and 51 seconds after liftoff, Gordon Cooper called up to John Glenn and asked him whether he could see lights inside on the ground, and he certainly could. He could see Perth and Rockingham and a third satellites further inland. So Perth did a fantastic job for John Glenn and for the United States space effort.
What time did it actually cross?
I can't give you the precise Perth time. The launch time would have been about 20 minutes to midnight Perth time. So about 50 minutes after that, you would have had John Glenn coming over, and then about an hour and a half later on the second revolution, and about 3 in the morning for the third revolution just prior to splashdown.
Mm. As far as history is concerned, how significant was Glenn's effort?
This was very significant simply because the only other orbital flight prior to this had been by the Russians with Yuri Gagarin, and those early Russian flights, we have to remember, they did not go in the strictest sense from the surface of the Earth back to the surface of the Earth. The Russian cosmonauts actually bail out of their spacecraft ahead of time on those early Vostok flights. So in terms of the official rule keepers for manned spaceflight, John Glenn was the first to make an orbital flight because he went from the surface back to the surface. He stayed with his spacecraft the whole way.
Outside of this particular event, has Perth been an instrumental part of space exploration over the years?
Absolutely. The remaining Mercury flights was certainly tracked out of Mache and some of the early Gemini flights before operations moved up to Carnarvon for Apollo. The other role Perth played, people sometimes forget, John Glenn, many years later, made a second flight. He went up on the Space Shuttle Discovery in October of 1998, and Perth once again tried to light up for John Glenn. Unfortunately, that night, there was cloud cover, but John certainly appreciated it, and he called down to the ground in acknowledgement of Perth's contribution.
Even though he couldn't see it,
he's a very, how can I describe John Glenn? He's a very down-to-earth gentleman. I've met him myself on a visit to the United States, and that is something I would expect from him. If somebody made the effort, he would certainly acknowledge it.
Well done to Perth anyway. 50 years ago, a lot of people remember it. There's plenty of events happening. There's a special event and an exhibition, I believe, at the West Australian Museum. That starts tonight at 5 o'clock. Keen to have a gander at that. Thank you for your time this morning, Scott. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Take care. Scott Pook there, space historian. You might remember 50 years ago. Did you turn your lights on? Yeah. We had people earlier today saying they went out there with their torches waving it up at the sky. You know, you'd think a torch waving up to someone so far up in space wouldn't be seen. But John Glenn said, hey, Perth, the City of Light. There you go. 25 past 7. We'll find out what's happening on the police beat next. The 6 p.m.